wonderful nights with Baltimore Ravens defensive tackle Brandon Williams are made possible by SFM Sports, by PressBox, and by Be More Around Town. This is Glenn Clark Radio.
This time, we can actually talk about football. Is it just like a relief at this point? Like, dude, I just needed to get, we need to get that off our backs, not deal with it anymore going into the bye.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you got a few days off, and you definitely don't want to go in with a loss and just it completely ruin your bye week. So, I mean, definitely we went in, handled business, got the W, and now we can finally kind of relax a little bit, just only for a little bit, 4 days, and kind of recharge our batteries and get ready for the rest of the season.
No doubt about that. Really cool thing. There was a certain Hall of Famer, or future Hall of Famer, that was hanging out.
Living legend
that was hanging out with you guys yesterday. You were not one of the guys that had a chance to play with Ray Lewis. What was it like for you to be in the locker room and hear a Ray Lewis pregame speech?
All I can say is powerful.
Yeah.
It was completely powerful. Like, that man, like, when he speaks, it speaks volumes. And me not ever, like, literally, like, in person hearing one of his speeches, usually see him on TV, like, me being there in that moment with him, you know, giving his speech, it was just earth-shattering.
Wow.
Like, it felt amazing. It got me all jacked up, ready to go play, and, you know, got the job done, you know. And what better way but to have Ray Lewis speak right before you go out and play and come out with a victory.
And then he's standing on the sidelines.
Yeah.
Like, you know, patting guys, saying, you know, nice job. Like, that's got to be wild, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, after Timmy Jernigan made his sack, you know, he runs to the sideline, and, you know, Ray Lewis stops him. You know, I'm, like, running right behind him. It's like, what's your name, man, and all that stuff. And, you know, he tells him, he's like, you know, puts his hand over him, like, says something I couldn't really hear. But, like, just to have that moment and to see that, and, like, I'm pretty sure that affected Timmy like crazy. So, I mean, it just to have him on the sideline and the – have him watching and to have him rooting you on and speaking to you, it just speaks volumes and just puts a it ignites a fire in your body and soul, and that you just want to just go out there and just get 110%.
We talked last time about your first time, like, meeting Terrell Suggs and meeting guys like that. Did you have, like, an awkward moment where you tried to go over and introduce yourself or anything like that?
No, I had to get ready for a game. But, I mean, had to get ready for a game, and that, I mean,
appreciate that, no doubt about it. Was there a moment, though, where you caught yourself? You're like, dude, that's Ray Lewis. Like, he's standing here watching me play.
Every time I've seen him, like, every time he's come back to the stadium, I'm just like, man, dude, that's Ray. Like,
wow.
I missed him by, a year. And I was just like, dude, like, to be a fly on the wall when he was played, or to even be in that circle, it would have been ridiculous. But, I mean, kudos to him. He's got, man's got a statue
right
from the stadium. He's still alive.
Yeah, he's okay.
Like, that makes, right, you know, volumes and stuff.
You mean they don't do that for everybody?
No.
Like, in front of the stadium?
Man, if they do that, I'd cry. Big alligator tears. But, I mean, I don't think that's going to happen. But I doesn't say I can't happen. I'm just going
to
work for it.
Did you guys try to ask him to, like, come around more often afterwards? Like, before a game, right?
No, but, I mean, that was great. But in the end, like, we need to motivate ourselves and fire ourselves up, you know, without having to bring in someone like Ray Lewis to pump us up. Even though that was amazing, we need to get it done on our own.
You know, you guys have gone through a couple this season where you weren't able to make that last stop at the end of the game. Is it more meaningful to you that you did, like, when you needed to make those stops, you guys down by a touchdown in the second half, that when you needed to come away with those stops and give the offense an opportunity to win the game, you were able to do it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it just, like, shows a turning point, you know, like, how our defense is coming along so well to where now, like, we don't have to worry about third downs. Like, we can get off the field, and we proved that we can get off the field. So there shouldn't be an excuse from coming on, you know, from now on when the games are tough. Like, we've done it before, so obviously why not do it now?
No doubt about that. One of the guys that plays alongside you that's gotten healthy and has played just lights out the last couple of weeks. What it's been like seeing Chris Canty ball out the level that he's balling at right now?
Oh, it's great, man. Just to see how, I mean, just to know how many years he's been in and how, you know, how physical he's been and then still coming out with that same intensity, same fire, and same desire just to play for the game and just love the game. It's amazing, you know, and he's been out, but he's coming out. He came back just, you know, with relentless effort and going all out, you know, shooting every bullet in the gun and throwing it, you know, at him if he has to also. So just seeing him, you know, one of the leaders on the D-line, you know, just do that just makes you – want to play even harder just for the man beside you.
Infectious? Like, do you see veterans like him? And Daryl Smith jumps out at me as well. Mm-hmm. Like, guys have been doing it for a long time. And, you know, if they wanted to at 1-6, they could sort of say, hey, man, you know, whatever. It's just not happening this season. But Daryl Smith was all over the field yesterday. He might be having the best season of his career at this point. How much does that spread out to the rest of you guys when you see these older guys that don't necessarily have to do it week in and week mm-hmm. out? They've made their money. They've done the things they need to do, that they're still caring so much about this team to play at that level.
Yeah, seeing their love for the game and, like, how they're coming out week in and week out, just balling, like you said.
Yeah.
It's amazing, you know, just to see – their drive after they've made a bunch of money. Their pockets are heavy, but they're still hungry, you know? Their stomach's full, but they're still ready to get out there and give it everything they've got. And, you know, seeing that definitely makes you want that even more and make you play as hard as, you know, however you need to be your best self to be that one day.
That's cool. That's very cool. All right, he's Brandon Williams. You're a musically inclined dude. You know, like, you got some rhythm, right?
Yeah, I dabble a little bit.
What did you think of the performance of your kicker after he made his fifth field goal yesterday?
Oh, God.
And he delivered the Drake Hotline Bling dance.
Yeah, that was a hot mess on any day of the week. But, yeah, he needs a choreographer, something like that. Still. Opera.
Wait,
but I wasn't feeling that one at all.
All right, but real talk, is it that he's a hot mess, or is, like, the dance in general sort of a hot mess to begin with?
Yeah, but it makes you listen to the song, watch the videos, and he buy the albums and stuff. I mean, I seen the video finally, and it was like, what is this guy doing? You know, I thought, you know, he had more rhythm than that, you know? So, but at the same time, I mean, yeah, that video was, oh. Like, I might have to come out with another video and just, like, show them how you should have done it.
Yeah, I mean, we know you're a you can do it.
Yeah.
Does your kicker get a pass for being a hot mess when he goes 5 for 5?
Yes,
yeah.
Definitely.
All right, yeah,
any
I would
day
think
of the
so.
Week. Yeah,
I would think so,
for sure.
Right?
What you want to do, just make field goals, bro. That's as I saw it, I'm like, after people said, like, it was a Hotline Bling dance, like, I was like, oh, that's what he was trying to do? He was just, and then did something like that. Like, I thought he had, like, a little, like, celebration seizure, almost. You know, he just got too overly excited and didn't know what to do.
We might call it that.
He's definitely a brother, and I'd go to war with him any day and pick him over anyone else, you know, for sure. But, yeah, he just needs a little bit of help.
It was quite the day for the entire special teams unit,
oh,
right?
Oh, man, dude, like, they balled out, for real.
You guys gave the game ball to the entire special teams unit.
Yeah,
I imagine
sure.
That doesn't happen, like, frequently.
No, not at all. I mean, usually it's individual player, but sometimes, you know, just – you know, a group does well, whether it be offense, defense, or special teams, and special teams definitely killed it on Sunday. So, like, that, they definitely deserve that.
All right, can you explain to me, have you watched the video of Ace's blocked extra point?
Oh, yeah.
Is he offsides?
No.
Okay.
Not at all. Like,
explain it.
It's crazy. Like, it's like, we do film. We do studying. We, you know, we obviously watch our opponents. So, we do our due diligence. And we knew that, you know,
The long snapper
has this little
twitch.
Funky thing he does, and, like, once we settles doing that, and you just boom.
So,
like,
as soon as he moves the ball in any way, as soon as that twitch comes,
yeah,
you can go.
No.
Okay, all right.
No, you can't. It's a science, and it's a science that only some people get. Some people can't use it. Some people can. Asa.
See, because I. Because he blocked the kick.
The pass. Yeah.
Right. Last week.
So, I mean, definitely. I mean, the dude's a freak athlete, but Asa just has that eye. He can see it. You know, like, other people try to see it and try to do it, but, you know, it's really hard. You know, it's just hard
just comes
to kind of
studying. Like,
yeah, it just comes from studying and doing your part, doing your 1-11th, you know, on the field. And he did it, and he got it perfectly. And, like, as soon as the ball got snapped, like, as soon as he moved it, he was gone.
That's cool. That's
so
cool.
You just can't explain it. It's just being an athlete.
A Purple Night with Brandon Williams, brought to you by Charles Newsonoff and Sons, live from the Green Turtle Hunt Valley. All right, so we have two things that we have to address. One that's upsetting to a lot of people,
uh-huh.
And that's the loss of Steve Smith Sr.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, you guys, I'm assuming that you could tell it wasn't good when you saw it, when he put, particularly when he put the towel over his face. and was getting carried off the field. What's that moment like?
When I saw it and realized like something was like when one of the toughest dudes I've ever met in my life. You know, obviously except Marshall Yonder. I mean, but one of the
insane. Marshall. Yeah, he's nuts. Right.
But like one of the toughest, most just all in guys ever. And the one time, like, he gets hit a lot. And, you know, you think he just pops right back up. This one, he's pushing, like, on the ground, like, it's hard to get back up. You just see him, boom. Yeah. And I'm just like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
Like, you just know. And then he starts coming off the field, and you're just not putting any pressure on that foot or on that leg. And you're like, oh, man, dang. And you're thinking some thoughts in your head, but you don't want to believe it.
Right,
and then you
finally
hear it, and you're like, oh, man. It's been going around like the plague, man.
It was a terrible weekend.
Yeah.
It was an awful weekend.
It's been going like crazy.
And literally over your left shoulder, they're showing like Le'Veon Bell. They're showing Reggie Bush.
Yeah.
They're showing all of them right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's awful. Like, you just hate seeing it right now.
Yeah, because we're all brothers in, you know, underneath the shield.
Right, the rest of us don't like Le'Veon Bell. Like,
yeah.
The rest of us in this room don't cry a lot of tears for the Steelers.
Right.
But you guys, you know, as much as, like, you know, hey, we don't like the Steelers,
yeah,
like, those guys are doing the same thing that you're doing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, definitely, I mean, you want to see your brothers succeed, and you don't want to see, you know, as long as they're not playing you, you want them to succeed. You know, when you're playing them, you want to, you know, kill them, but whatever. But other than that, like, you want to see guys, you know, get paid and do their thing on the field. But, you know, seeing, like, people go, you know, get hurt and get injured and get out, and, you know, they're done for the season, it's tough, you know, because, like, you just see, like, you know how much hard work it goes into preparing for a Sunday. Like, all you guys see is Sunday.
Yeah.
Like, you don't see the Monday through Saturday of what we do, you know. You get one day off, so, like, Tuesday through
right,
Saturday.
Yeah, but everything, yeah.
Other than that, like, even on Mondays, like, I get massages to go to Cairo, like, do, like, other stuff.
You're in the building.
Like, and this is outside the building.
Right, okay.
You know, like,
okay.
And then you come in, you get in the hot tub, cold tub, sauna, do massages, you know, whatever. You work out, you know, all that stuff. Then you actually practice on top of all that, meetings for hours. And so, like, there's a bunch of stuff that goes in just for that one Sunday, you know, that's for that, like, 4 hours on Sunday. So, I mean, it's a lot you go through, and all just the outside noise on top of that with families and stuff. So you see a guy go down, it's tough, and you feel for him, definitely.
It seemed particularly emotional with Steve. It seemed like Jimmy Smith, like, visibly shaken after the game when he found out, like, he found out from John announcing, you know, that Steve was going to be out for the season. It seemed like it was particularly emotional for you guys because, you know, it's a guy that, whether this really is the end or he's going to come back, he's nearing the end of his career. It just seemed
right.
Like this one in particular really kind of...
Yeah, you feel like a guy like that just deserves better.
Yeah.
He genuinely deserves better. Like, he deserves to go out on his terms, not because of something stupid like that.
You think he'll come back?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I would love for him to go out on his own terms instead of, you know, letting this, you know, of all things, you know, be his downfall.
You know, sending like a text, like, hey, man, you know, just wanted to cast my vote.
He's a dad, a great dad, so, and a great husband. So he's
earned the right to make whatever choice he wants to make.
Definitely
at this point.
Earned the right to do anything.
No doubt.
You know,
no doubt.
He's just that kind of guy.
All right, when we come back in from this break, we have not had the opportunity yet to chat about a certain play that happened in the Cardinals game. That we're gonna have to just talk about for a second because everybody's been dying to ask you questions about it. So we'll talk about it, and then we'll talk about fun stuff after that. All right.
All right.
Turtle in Hunt Valley on November 6th. The Green Turtle presents the Samuel Adams Ugly Sweater Party, featuring a couple of great bands. This is Your Monkey from 4 to 8, and As If 90s Tribute from 9:30 to close. Wear your ugliest sweater to win Sam Adams prizes. November 6th. Right here at the Green Turtle in the Hunt Valley. We'll come back in more Brandon Williams. It's a purple evening. Glenn Clark Radio and SFMSports.net.
And now back to Purple Nights with Baltimore Ravens defensive tackle Brandon Williams. This is Glenn Clark Radio.
Purple Night is brought to you by Charles Neusenhoff & Sons. They have an Opal trunk show coming November 5th through 7th. Over 80 pieces of Opal jewelry in silver or gold in all price points, 8720 Sader Hill Road in Parkville, 410-661-5050, and on the web, charlesnusanoff.com. Back here with Ravens defensive tackle Brandon Williams. All right, so I told you we had to talk about it, and so we have to talk about it.
All right, let's
It's
do
weird,
this.
Though, because like not more. Nobody really came up between the segments. Maybe they thought that you'd be in a bad mood because I brought up the Arizona thing. That might be the strange thing. They were waiting for the next segment.
I'm good. It's all good.
So I saw you tackle Chris Johnson when you guys played the Cardinals. I saw it happen.
Yeah.
And then you were, like, basically bear-hugging him, and you held on to him, I don't know, 3 seconds?
Yeah, 34, yeah.
And then there was this weird thing where after the play was over, I then saw him running downfield, and they gave him, like, 50 more yards.
Yeah.
I was very confused by that. Did you understand any of that?
Not at all.
Okay, all right.
Not at all.
That makes two of us then. Like, his progress was stopped.
Yeah.
Like, that's the end of it, right?
Exactly.
And you can't do anything else,
unless you
right?
want to get the man, like, seriously hurt.
Right.
Like, just, I don't know. It's just one of those things. It's like, you stop the man, and he stops for his progress. He, like, lays back on you, and then he gets up and starts running. But then they're like, the whole defense was, like, right around him. And it's, like, one of those things. It's like, well, if other guys would have jumped in, will they?
You're going to get a flag.
Throw a flag?
Of course.
Or, like, you know, so it's one of those things. But, I mean, it is what it is. And, I can't control that. I mean, the only thing I can do is just hit him harder and take him
down. Yeah, or hold him for 10 more seconds.
Hold him for, like, until the ref. I'm just going to just hold him right there.
You actually literally tap him out. Like,
yeah,
he finally does, like, the thing that Ronda Rousey gets her opponents to do.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's weird is that they never seem to screw up the forward progress calls when they're in the end zone. Like, yesterday, when it looked like you guys had two safeties, they never screw up those forward progress calls. They always realize they got to mark them down at the half-yard line.
Uh-huh.
But somehow they got that one wrong, which is just really confusing to me in general.
Yeah, but then, I mean, like, you're right. I mean, he ran 3 or 4 yards back in the end zone.
Right.
Like, even after he stopped, but his momentum was still going.
Yeah.
And then we tackled him again.
But forward progress.
Yeah.
But no forward progress.
The thing is, if he would have jumped outside and ran down the field for 100, you know,
they probably would have given that to him.
They wouldn't have marked it back at
real weird. It's
the 1 yard line.
How that works.
You know? So, I mean,
it's just real weird.
It is what it is. I mean, you know, they're only human, you know, so you can't fault them. The only thing is just play the next down and just play the best ball you can play.
All right, let's talk about some good things.
All right, let's do it.
You were getting a lot of love on the CBS broadcast yesterday because there's a food drive going on, and a lot of people bringing food to the games.
Hashtag feed the flock.
Feed the flock is the hashtag. What does this mean to you? Why is this something that you care so much about?
Because I was one of those kids, you know, growing up who, after, you know, school or practice or whatever, went home and sometimes there was no food in the fridge.
Wow.
You know, and you had to either go to a buddy's house and eat dinner that night or finagle yourself something edible to eat. So, I mean, I definitely know how it feels to, you know, come home and not have anything to eat or not knowing, you know, what your next meal might be. So with this, the food drive, you know, I just feel like it gives a chance for people, you know, who have more or, you know, who have an abundance of stuff to give back, you know, just
That's
reach
awesome.
In their hearts and just kind of either a monetary donation or, you know, non-perishable canned food or whatever, just to give back to someone who doesn't have anything. I mean, and I've always been told, like, it can always be worse.
Yeah.
You know, so even if you only have, like, a dollar or, you know, a cup holder full of change, you know, anything helps, you know. So
that's awesome,
yeah.
Man. That's really
and
awesome.
I just feel like that's just near and dear to my heart because, you know, I've been through it.
And fans can do it again at the Jaguars game, correct?
Yes,
on the 15th?
Yes, yeah.
So November 15th, the Ravens take on the Jaguars. Just come to the game and bring some, you know, non-perishable food with you, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And help some. And it's the time of the year, right, where people are trying to put together a Thanksgiving dinner for their family. Like,
yeah.
You know, guys like you and I, we're good, right?
Yeah,
you
we're good. I mean? Like, but there's some families out there who won't have anything. Maybe eat McDonald's or the dollar menu. So, I mean, you know, maybe they might need some can, you know, cranberry sauce or some, you know, string beans or whatever, anything, you know, just to, you know, have a good, you know, Thanksgiving.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Good stuff. Good on you, Brandon Williams. All right, so I saw something really cool on Twitter this week.
Uh-oh, what happened?
You're getting a bobblehead doll.
Yes.
That is awesome. Uh-huh. This is like a life goal of mine, you understand? Like, that's pretty good, actually. Is that what the bobblehead doll looks like? Is it the exact?
No, I mean, obviously, it's I'm in my, you know, college uniform, but, yeah, it's kind of, you're just kicking it.
Dude, when they told you, were you, like, as nerded out as I would be when they told you they were doing a bobblehead doll of you?
Yeah, it kind of, it was like, yeah, we're gonna come back, you know, we're going to do it like a Brandon Williams day and have a Brandon Williams game. And then he's like, oh, and we're going to have a Brandon Williams bobblehead. And I was like, what?
So,
like,
yeah, right?
And, like, it's coming from a guy, like, I don't know if this happened or not, but, you know, Rod Smith went to my college, you know, D2 school, Missouri Southern State University. What? Go Moso.
There's actually one Missouri Southern alum here. It's the first time probably there's ever been two in one room in this
nice.
Town.
Nice.
Right?
But Rod Smith went to my school, and I don't even know if he had one.
Wow.
Know? So
wow.
It's just a big, I don't know, just a big thing to me, just because, you know, I just gave so much to my school, and, you know, they did so much for me, you know, with, you know, schooling and, you know, molded me into the man I am today.
That's awesome.
So I'm definitely, you know, definitely want to give back and go back and hang out with some old friends. And
that's this weekend.
Yeah, that's this weekend, Saturday, and hopefully I can take a picture with me and, you know, bobblehead Brandon, and that'd be great.
Oh, it's so cool. Are you, have you prepared, like, your Ray Lewis motivational speech for the Missouri Southern team?
We, you know, when I was there, we did this, like, it's like a chant slash prayer.
Okay.
That you did before, like, every game. So the whole team huddled up, and there's one guy in the middle, and it says, repeat after me, and it's like day by day, you know, all this whole thing. And
I want to hear you do it. I want to get fired up. Come on. Do this.
Oh, man. Are you serious right now?
I mean, you talk about your singing abilities. I mean, I think you can do this.
I mean, it's – I guess I can do it. yeah, it's like – all right, this is how it goes. It's like, all right, repeat after me.
Okay.
Day by day.
Day by day.
Oh, man, I just messed it up.
You got it? We got to move on.
Oh, man. There, I got it.
Okay, all right.
All right. Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
The battles we go through in life.
The battles we go through in life.
We ask for a chance that's fair.
We ask for a chance that's fair.
A chance to earn our stripes.
A chance to earn our stripes.
A chance to do a dare.
A chance to do a dare.
If we shall win.
If we shall win.
May it be by the code.
May it be by the code.
Where our heads held high.
Where heads held high.
And if we shall lose. And if we lose.
And if we lose.
May we stand by the road.
May we stand by the road.
And wave as the winners go by.
And wave as the winners go by.
Obviously, I got a little practice.
Wow. I want to go play football now.
I got some practice to do before Saturday, but that's kind of how it goes.
I apologize to Steve Clendenin for having to fix our mics. God, that was awesome.
Yeah. That's,
so are you going to lead that on Saturday?
Yeah, I'm probably going to hit the middle circle and do that and run out with them in the tunnel.
Oh, that's cool, dude.
That'd be cool. So
you're a freshman that shows up. If somebody told you you're going to be doing that one day, like you're going to get the chance to come back and lead the team and have a bobblehead and all that, like what would you have said to them?
No way.
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, that'd be cool, but, like, yeah, I didn't think so. No.
Oh, man.
I was a pretty quiet guy coming in.
That's awesome, though. That's really, really cool. Anything else for the bye weekend that you got?
See family, probably take a family picture.
Okay.
What else?
Is the boy going down with you, or does he got it?
Oh, yeah, little man's okay. Coming.
That's
oh,
cool.
Definitely, for sure.
That's
no,
cool, man.
He's going to be there. He's going to have to miss some school. I'm going to have to write him a permission slip.
Wait, do
or
you,
something.
Hang on, do you tell the truth when you write the permission slip, or do you lie and say, like, he had a dead relative or something?
I tell the truth.
Okay.
I mean, because either way, he's not going to be there, so. I mean, it's just daycare.
All right, so. Fair enough. All right, it's not like he's in second grade.
Yeah, no.
All right, I can understand that then. I saw a picture of you recently at the shooting range.
Yep.
You've told us before you hunt, you do that type of stuff,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
So what's your shooting, like, what's your weapon of choice?
Huh. Oh. I got a lot.
Oh.
I don't know.
The football question is a problem all
I say
of a sudden.
The one I just got one. Just bought. It's a kit. Yeah, that's exactly one. My Kimber Eclipse. My 1911. So that's my baby. It's got a little laser sight on it.
Ah, it's cool.
Yeah. So
that's cool.
Yeah. It's so accurate.
Okay. So I was the guy that grew up like mortified of like guns, right?
Uh huh.
And then I shot an AR-15 a couple years ago.
Oh yeah.
And I said, oh my God, like it was an out of body experience.
Yeah, it's like your first tattoo. Like after the first one, you just gotta keep getting more.
Yeah, I haven't gone that road yet. I don't do the tattoo thing.
Well, I mean, it's not for everybody.
It's for guys that are tougher, right? It's not for doughy radio hosts that are like, bring me another chicken wing. That's not what it's for.
I mean, hey, you know, if you want to get one. I've got...
I mean, four? That you can talk about anyway.
Four? Yeah.
Yeah, don't mention the other ones. We don't want to know about
them. There's no other ones. Yeah, I just got four.
What do you have?
Got the sleeve right here. I got finished the inside. Got one on my back, and I got two right here.
What was the first one?
Actually, my first three were all at once. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, I got these two stars, and then I got my last name on my back.
And so, any significance to the stars?
Now there is, actually, because the guy, like, me and one of my buddies, his name is John Michael Bryant, me and him went to go get them together, and he's got two stars, but his are blue, mine's are red, and he's got his name on the back, and after I got out of school, I found out that he passed away. Yeah, so now they definitely mean something, so my next tattoo is probably going to be kind of like a memorial, remembrance of him. So now they definitely mean a lot. And we used to get heckled about, you know, having matching tattoos, but no, I'm glad I got them.
That's awesome. Yeah, you know? That's awesome. Can I embarrass your friend and talk up what a good human being he is for a second?
He's a dirtbag.
No. you got an old college teammate here.
Oh yeah, right? Yeah. My buddy Tommy White.
Your boy Tommy. And what's he do now?
He's in the military, armed forces. Yeah, you certified BA.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I couldn't even imagine.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm not tough. I'll admit that, right? Like, I'm not tough. I still couldn't imagine, right? Like, I just still.
Oh, yeah, man.
I mean, you really are. Thank you, Tommy.
He's an awesome guy, man. He's a stand-up guy. Best, great friend. Wonderful friend. So, I mean, I love him to death.
That's cool, man. That's very cool. All right, we're going to grab one more break. When we come back in, we'll look ahead to post-bye.
Let's do it.
You guys are the halfway point of the season now.
Yep.
It doesn't normally line up that way, that you get the bye at the halfway point. Like, that's kind of nice.
I know. It's like halftime. You just get your
recharge,
and you go and just plow everybody else out the way.
We'll talk about that next. He's Brandon Williams, the Baltimore Ravens. We are live. Green Turtle in Hunt Valley. Thanks to Be More Around Town. Thanks to SFMSports.net. Big thanks to Charles Newsom Off and Sons. We'll be right back. It's Glenn Clark Radio.
And now, back to Purple Knights with Baltimore Ravens defensive tackle, Brandon Williams. Made possible by Charles Newsom Off and Sons Jewelers. This is Glenn Clark Radio, a production of SFM Sports.
You used to call me on my... You used to. You used to call me on my cell phone.
Third and final segment. It is a Purple Night with Brandon Williams. Green Turtle Hunt Valley, make some noise, please. Well done, Steve Clendenin. Well done. We were just watching the dance on the screen to the left. That's not bad. That's not bad. It didn't get any better when you watched it this time, did it?
Not at all.
Yeah, right?
Sorry, Tuck. Love you. Come on, man.
Oh, man. All right, a Purple Night with Brandon Williams brought to you by Brandon Williams Singing. We can just keep doing that if you want.
Hey, man, don't get me started.
We still have to do later in the season.
The karaoke challenge.
We still got to do that.
It's on.
Also, are you a Papa Shot player? Because I was going to take you on later at Papa Shot.
Oh, we can do it.
Okay, I'll beat you.
If you want.
All right, that's good. I won't be able to beat you much, but I can beat you Papa Shot.
You think so?
Yeah, definitely. 100%.
Oh.
Yeah. Although I lost to Stokely once, and he never let me hear the end of it. Like, literally, I come into the locker room, and he'd just go out of his way to grab me and be like, hey, man, remember Papa Shot?
Yeah.
Like, it's not embarrassing.
When I win, you're just going to have to call me Big Papa.
Oh, it's not gonna be
Big
a concern.
Papa
in
Shot.
In fact, we'll do it the other way. If I win, then you have to go on Twitter and call me Big Papa. Now how you feel? Now how you feel?
Yes. Figure it out.
Boy, you dodged that one good. Purple Night brought to you by SFMSports.net, PressBox, Be More Around Town, and Charles Nusanoff and Sons. Since 1923, Charles Nusanoff and Sons has provided the Baltimore area with affordable fine jewelry, quality repair workmanship, and a total devotion to customer service. If you're looking to pop the question, Charles Nusanoff and Sons has designer mountings and certified loose diamonds and prices that can't be beat for the perfect proposal. And hey, where are you going to find this? Download their new app, the Vow Engagement Ring Finder, for iPhone or Android, and search styles, get prices, and even upload a picture of your hand to try rings on virtually. I have no idea how that works. It sounds amazing. It sounds absolutely incredible. CharlesNewsonoff.com, 410-661-5050, 8720 Sader Hill Road in Parkville. And don't forget the Opal Trunk Show coming up November 5th through 7th. All right, Brandon Williams, halfway point of the season.
Yep.
Obviously, you guys didn't plan to be 2-6.
Not at all.
How much does it help going into the bye with the victory, and how much do you feel like you can come out of that and make a bit of a run in the second half of the season?
I mean, it makes a big help because it gives you a great platform to start off with when you come back from the bye. it gives you a great platform to start off with. And when you come back, you definitely got something to build on. You got something to, you know, look forward to. And just you got something that shows you, you know, we did some good stuff in there. You know, the third down stops we had.
Yep.
Just a bunch of stuff. The offense, you know, playing lights out. You know, special teams killing it. You know, we show some good stuff on there that we can just build on and get better and better and keep going.
That's great. The team from an outside perspective, somebody would say they're 2-6. You know, even their two wins came, you know, the final play of the game. What's something that people don't know about your team that they should know about you?
I mean, we're not going to quit. I mean, we're not going to roll over for you. You know, like when you play the Ravens, you're going to know you've been in the fight, and you're going to have some scuff marks, bruises, and bleeding, you know, definitely, because you know, you don't think you're just going to roll your helmet out there and just think you're going to beat us.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, our record's 2-6, but we're a lot more, and we're a lot better than that. You know, you're going to have to put your, you know, work in to, you know, when you come and face us.
Tell me about, because I'm sure you hear, because this is the way it works. You guys aren't dumb. You got the internet, you know, you got Twitter, you see
right.
things.
Yeah.
You hear people get on your coordinator, Dean Pease, right? I'm sure you've seen some of that.
Yeah.
What do people need to know about Dean?
Oh, one of the hardest working men, like one of the hardest working coaches I know. I mean, he's up there, you know, early, leaves late. You know, sometimes he sleeps there. I mean, he's got such a great game plan, such a brilliant mind, being the defense coordinator, and he's got years of experience. You know, he's been doing this since I don't even know how long, but he's just been killing it, and you know. In the past, I mean, yeah, our defense was struggling earlier. We you know, some things happen. You know, we're not used to being 2-6, but I just call those guys just bandwagoners, you know. You know, like the true fans would never say anything like that.
The true fans are out here on a Monday night hanging out with Brandon Williams.
True fans would never say that. The true Ravens fans, you know, I've seen Ravens fans. Every time you see them, they're, you know, lifting you up. I'm like, hey, man, it's okay. Or they say something like, hey, you know, 10-6. That sounds good, too, you know. So, you know, they always uplift you. They always, you know, keep you in good spirits. And they always have something positive to say. You know, the guys who come on and just, you know, say stuff on Twitter and like that, you're just scared little boys or whatever. Just because I feel like, you know, you're trying to be a man behind a, you know, a computer screen. You know,
yeah.
Like you never come to my face or Dean P's face and say anything like that.
I don't think you're that good, Brandon Williams.
I mean,
I'm gonna duck. I'm gonna.
I know you're joking.
I saw the face
good.
Of God for a second. Like, it was like a real.
So I mean, I'm just saying, like it. Those are bandwagon fans, you know. They're only on the, you know, wagon when we're doing good, and when we're doing bad, they just want to, you know, find. We don't care. I mean, plenty of people I've been blocking, you know, since the beginning of the season,
yeah.
Just because they did some stupid stuff that, you know, that's unneeded, unnecessary.
It's amazing to me that they would say it like to you, right?
Yeah,
like,
I mean, oh,
like, yeah, I'm gonna just talk to you when you're trashing my football team. Like, yeah, that's, I'm just gonna hang out. Like,
yeah.
Now we can be friends.
So, yeah, that's just the stupid stuff that's unnecessary and the kind of outside noise that we don't need and the negativity that's just not gonna get anyone anywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're all about being positive and all about looking forward and not, you know, looking in our rearview mirror.
Hey, you said before you're a Cardinals fan. Was it tough to see the Royals win the World Series?
I mean, every dog has his day, you know. So
I guess you guys have won enough that, like, you can spread the
exactly.
wealth.
Exactly.
Right?
Like, once you get to our level, then you can, you know, start boasting and bragging. But until then,
it's just one. It's
yeah.
just one.
It's just
right?
one.
Are you an NBA fan? We didn't talk about this last time.
You know what? I love basketball. It's my first love. It's my passion. You know, I love it. But I wasn't really an NBA fan.
Really?
It was my dude, you know.
But did you, like, adopt the Lakers in the process? Or
no.
No, okay.
No. Like,
no.
I just followed wherever Shaq went.
Wow.
And that's my guy. Like,
do you have a dude now? Do you have, like, a guy that you...
See, I don't keep up with it that much now, but the only guy I think would be Tim Duncan.
I mean, that's a pretty good
Tim Duncan,
one, right?
It's, like, the next best guy.
Yeah.
Mr. Fundamentals himself, so... I mean, those are my two basketball guys. You know, obviously, I had to hang up the sneakers just because I got, you know, wider instead of taller. So, you know, just one of those things that just happened. You know, I thought I was going to be the next Shaquille O'Neal. You know, I was a little baller growing up, you know, but, you know, just I found the fridge in the weight room, you know. So,
yeah,
things happened.
I
but
found
happened
one of those
better.
Two things. I found the fridge myself.
Yeah,
I didn't find enough of the weight room.
It happens.
Yeah, you know, it does happen. It happens a lot, unfortunately. All right, we don't see again until after Thanksgiving. So what's on the menu at Brandon Williams' house for Thanksgiving dinner?
Turducken.
Really? You really do turducken?
I don't do it.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Yeah, right? Yeah, you got
fair enough. I don't do it.
Is that like a southern thing? Is that like a, you know, like a part of the country?
Actually, I've never had it before, but... I've always seen it on, like, the Food Channel
right?
and all that stuff. So I'm thinking about, you know, just trying to just take a crack at it.
And at this point, you know, when you're in the NFL, if Dad says, I want turducken for Thanksgiving, someone's probably going to make
some turducken. Oh, someone's going right? to definitely make some turducken.
What about alongside? What about mashed potatoes?
Sweet potatoes. You definitely got to have the... The cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Stuffing
is a must. This is the ultimate question that I judge relationships and whether I like somebody by or not, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Pecan pie, sweet potato pie, pumpkin pie.
Sweet potato pie.
I'm good by that. I'll let that go. If you had said pumpkin pie, we would have been tough.
No way.
My one seat's pecan pie. Pecan pie is my one seat, then sweet potato pie, too.
See, pecan pie is my brother's favorite.
Well, it's amazing. Well, it's the greatest thing ever made.
But I don't like my brother that much, so... He's a great guy. You know, he helped me get into football. So, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, I just paid a pie, man. I just...
There ain't nothing wrong with it.
Just love it.
Can we give a shout-out to your mom, too, by the way? Because nobody, like, tweets at us during the show more often. Mom does.
Mom, I love you.
Yeah,
hold
right?
it down.
Right? We got to give a shout-out. What's your mom's name? What's your mom's name?
Shelly Washington.
Shelly
yeah.
Washington, who tweets us so often.
Oh, yeah. She's
literally
an amazing woman.
Everything that you post, like, or that we post about you.
Believe me, I got all the notifications to prove it. Gosh, dang, man.
Shout out to Brandon Williams.
Like,
mom.
She just found, like, the new. Oh, man. Like, it's bad. It is bad.
Well, she's got
to
keep
I love her to death. Oh, believe me, I love it. Right. Just like. Oh, she just found the retweet button and just, like, going crazy. Like, I love it. I mean, she's killing it, but, man, it's just the mom thing, you know? You're always embarrassed a little bit.
All right, make some noise one more time for Brandon Williams, the Baltimore Ravens. Sir, thank you as always.
Oh, man, thank you.
Appreciate it. See you again here in a couple weeks.
Oh, for sure.
Enjoy your bye week, and let's get some more W's after the bye, right?
Got to.
That's what I'm talking about.
Time to play some hoops.
Hey, thanks to everybody here at Green Turtle Hunt Valley. Thanks to all you guys for coming out here tonight. We really appreciate that. Thanks to the staff here at Green Turtle Hunt Valley. Don't forget Samuel Adams' Ugly Sweater Party with This Is Your Monkey and As If 90s Tribute comes up on November 6th right here. Turtle Hunt, your ugly sweaters. Come out. Have a great night. That is this Friday. Wow, jeez, that is soon. November 6th.
Already?
Yeah, right?
Ain't even had turkey
no,
yet.
No, that's all right. That's all right. I'm good with that. It's Christmas season already. I'm good with it.
We can
kick it off that way. Thanks to Be More Around Town. Trips to all the Ravens road games this season. Go to Be More Around Town. Find out more. Thanks to SFMSports.net. your exclusive home for Stevenson University Athletics high school football on Friday nights. Go to sfmsports.net to find out more. And big thanks to Charles Nusanoff and son. Sydney Nusanoff came out tonight. Thank you, Sid. Appreciate everything you guys do. CharlesNusanoff.com. For Brandon Williams, for my crew, Paul, Ashley, thanks to everyone, to Steve Clendenin for making this thing happen. I will sign off. We will see you next time for a Purple Night with Brandon Williams.
Oh, yeah.